WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Perhaps you are set to retire next year. That's fabulous. But it's important to note that the year before entering retirement is critical, and there are some things that you should probably consider. As indicated by writer Kelly Levine, among these are 1. Determine your healthcare coverage needs. 2. Expand your savings rate during your final year at work. 3. Assess your investment risk exposure. 4. Analyze your income needs in retirement. And 5. Build that bucket list and figure out how much it will cost to check off various items on that list. None of this is especially simple. If you are retiring before the age of 65 or your spouse is under that age and covered under your employer's insurance, you will need to determine how both of you will be covered once you retire. That could mean determining if you're eligible for a Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act or COBRA plan from your former employer. You may also choose to purchase coverage through an Affordable Care Act exchange. Even if you qualify for Medicare, you need to identify any additional healthcare needs and any supplemental plans to cover expenses that Medicare doesn't cover, like dental care. To boost retirement savings, maximize any match opportunities with your employer's 401k or similar plan while you still can. Also, make sure that your portfolio is properly diversified and matches your tolerance for risk. Retirement will be great, but the year prior to that may be the busiest of your life. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.